State Representative Mark Meadows. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Jeez, look all over the news, and Mark Meadows and his staffer, Susan Schmidt, are breaking laws, and it's all crazy. What's going on?
You know, I don't think anybody has said Susan Schmidt has broken any laws, just to make that clear. I think that somebody said that I broke a law, namely the Campaign Finance Act, and apparently the person who said that has never read the act. Clearly, there's no violation of any portion of the Campaign Finance Act. I don't know about House rules. I was told that while I was gone, somebody said that I had broken House rules, and that means somebody's never read the House rules, which are adopted by the House every 2 years by resolution. Now, there may be some business office rules, but I got to tell you, if there are, nobody has ever given them to any legislator. I'm not sure whether they've given them to any staff. But if I've violated somebody's rule in the business office, then somebody needs to tell me that.
We talked with Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter, and he said, according to Secretary of State rules and regulations, Susan hasn't applied for the position. She hasn't kicked off any campaign. She's not accepting any funds. So it's not out of order for someone to talk about it, ask, what do you think, say it may happen. There's no rules and regulations against that.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, the statute, the Campaign Finance Act, has a clear definition of what a candidate is. Susan didn't meet any of that criteria. Now, I don't know if she does today, but she certainly didn't at the time I left for Croatia and said my goodbye in my newsletter. I think somebody even said that I had urged people to vote for her on November 6th, 2012, and I did say there, don't forget to vote on November 6, 2012. I also put it in a paragraph where I was talking about, if my plane goes down, thank you all for electing me, and I really appreciate everything you did for me over the years. And don't forget to vote on November 6th.
Who is this somebody? Why would anyone want to just make Mark Meadows look bad?
I have no idea. I don't really don't know how this even came up. The only thing, my staff sent me a MERS newsletter that quoted the press secretary for the speaker on all this stuff. But, you know, the speaker's been gone. I've been gone. We really haven't had any conversations about this. I think there was an interview with Tim Bolin, who's the head of the business office, and he talked about the internal rules they have relating to newsletters. But as I've pointed out repeatedly, I don't send out a House Democratic communications newsletter. And, you know, I write my own newsletter, type it all up myself, and then ship it out. And I think the rule he's referring to relates to that staff-created newsletter that a lot of legislators send out. It's kind of a stock thing on both sides of the aisle. That talks about how the other side has been doing a bad job. I don't do that, so I don't go through this.
Talk about your trip to Croatia.
You know, Tony, I had an opportunity to go with four buddies of mine, to bike in Croatia, and we biked on two islands. We went to Dubrovnik, which was very moving, actually. That was one of the cities that was shelled, an ancient city, really, that was shelled during the 91 through 95 Bosnian War. Everybody was astonished that it was, because it didn't have any strategic importance. And it's been completely restored, which is a tribute to the Croatian people. I did travel up to a fort they have overlooking the city that they left in the shape it was at the end of the war. And the devastation is kind of remarkable there. But the Croatian people are pretty resilient, and it is a stunningly beautiful country. It sits right on the Adriatic, and it kind of goes up from the Adriatic up and up and up. So we had a lot of long bike rides that were going uphill, so it was a pretty good physical workout for me, which I probably needed. And the Adriatic is beautiful. The food was great. My friends were great to be with, and it was sort of a little trip of a lifetime. So I was glad to be home, though. I got to say, I sure missed my own home, my own bed, and my my wife. So I was glad to get back.
Well, now you can dive right into education reform. Made a lot of noise last week. What's your thought on those proposals?
You know, particularly the Richardville thing, I thought was very kind of unsettling. You know, Richardville has said that he's opposed to right-to-work laws, but he's willing to have a right-to-work law in place for public school employees as opposed to all other employees. I mean, there's something going on here that doesn't have anything to do with, maybe has more to do with MEA than it does with the idea of right to work and what's right or wrong for employees. I mean, the problem with right to work is that what it says is that one group can get the benefit of what another group does but make no contribution to it. So, you know, you get the free lunch, so to speak, while the other side is out there paying for it. And I think that that is really just not the type of reform that we should be looking at in the state. I don't think it's going to help the state move forward, for one thing. And a lot of the education, so-called education reform that is out there is not reform at all. It's really about busting a union, which is the MEA.
What's going to be at the top of your agenda this week?
You know, this week, as you probably know, I'm chair of the campaign committee for the House Democrats, House Democratic Campaign Committee, and actually this week we're working very strongly on recruiting candidates for the next year's election, and I'm looking forward to that. And I have a lot of meetings on the agenda with relation to that, all of which take place off state property, just to point that out. And in the House, we don't really get the agenda that's created until the night before a particular vote. So we really don't know what's going on this week. We've speculated on a number of things, and I know there's some push to do the Richardville thing right away to make a splash in the press with regard to it. But I'm not sure what the Republicans have in store for us this week.
All right, finally, are you going to run for state senator or Congress?
At this point in time, my plans are when Gretchen is done with her seat, which she's term limited out in 2014, my plan is to run for that seat. That's true.
All right. That's kind of newsy.
So I'm not an actual candidate at this time.
But that's what your plan is.
That's what my plan is. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Mark, thanks so much. Welcome home, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Tony.